Editorial. Misleading ads target Valley voters, De La Cruz. For several weeks, a pair of television ads from Somos Pilares, a liberal political group, have been targeting Valley voters. Reports indicate that the group has invested over $1.5 million in the Texas 15 congressional race to unseat Valley Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz. Rep. Monica De La Cruz voted to make it easier for millionaires to cheat on their taxes and to cut programs working people count on. Hear more from A. Edris and Seguin. Hardworking Texans are calling on Representative DLC to support legislation that makes life more affordable for working people. pic.twitter.com/cuzaicu8m. Somos Votantes, at Somos Votantes, May 7, 2024. These ads, styled as testimonials, assert that Congresswoman De La Cruz has voted to cut Medicare and Social Security and to increase prices on healthcare, groceries, and housing. Small business owners like Sandy and #TX15 are bringing our economy back. It's time for Representative Monica De La Cruz to support legislation that makes life more affordable for working people. Protect the IRA. #SomosPilares. pic.twitter.com/HA2JZ9V1R. Somos Votantes, at Somos Votantes, April 30, 2024. We conducted a detailed review of the claims made in the ads by examining the relevant pieces of legislation and the Congresswoman's voting record. Our analysis found that these ads are highly misleading. Here is our review of the claims made in the ads. Claim: she voted to cut Social Security and Medicare access. Verdict: this is false. The legislation being referenced in the ad is the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023, which De La Cruz supported. However, according to an analysis by PolitiFact, this bill focused on discretionary spending and excludes items such as Social Security and Medicare. FactCheck.org made a similar determination in its review of the legislation. It's also worth noting that Congresswoman De La Cruz has supported various legislation to protect Medicare and Social Security. Claim: and even supported bills that would raise the cost of things like healthcare, housing, and groceries. Verdict: we determine this claim to be misleading. This ad section cites two pieces of legislation, the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023 and the Continuing Appropriations and Border Security Enhancement Act of 2024. The latter was primarily a border security bill, and both bills called to slow future government spending by freezing 2022 levels of discretionary spending. These are not cuts to healthcare, housing, or food programs. They maintained their spending at the same levels as just 6 months ago. In fact, De La Cruz has introduced legislation aimed at bolstering access to food options for families. Claim: she voted to make it easier for millionaires to cheat on their taxes. Verdict: this claim lacks context. The legislation referenced in this ad is the Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act. This was an attempt by the Republican House to scrap the Biden administration's plan to hire 87,000 IRS agents. According to a study by ProPublica, Hidalgo County taxpayers and businesses are audited by the IRS at significantly higher rates than the national average. De La Cruz's office cited this study as her reason for supporting the bill. Both TV ads are blatantly false and distort the truth. We have thoroughly verified the accusations, and for your convenience, we have included links for you to check the facts yourself. Additionally, copies of the video are provided. You will be shocked to see how these TV ads are deliberately misleading and aimed at damaging Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz's character and reputation.